Should we look to scrap the traditional 9-to-5 working day? Is it maybe better for your health? Dr. Paul Kelly, a researcher in sleep science, wants office workers to start work later. This will suit my lot in here. I've been speaking to the former trade unionist, Bumper Graham, working in the Bumper world, and the commentator, Emma Wolfe, who gave me their thoughts.
I think it's absolute rubbish. Since the dawn of time, we've been turning up for things when we need to, not when we feel like it. We've all got individual body clocks. I mean, plenty. I'm more of a lark than an owl, for example, but I turn up to things in the evening when I have to. And it's completely ridiculous. If we can't instill a bit of discipline into people, they turn up for school, for example, at the right time, they turn up to the office during working hours, it's absolutely pathetic. You can't tailor it for everybody's individual body clock.
Bumper? What time does Bumper get up at in Bumper world?
Well, as you know, Stephen, I'm partially retired, but I'm still up reasonably early, about 7:20 most mornings. This is something that we should look at. I don't go as far as Paul Kelly suggests, but the greater flexibility we have, then it should produce a happier workforce, and a happier workforce is much more efficient. And just think, you know, if we were able to change things slightly, what that would do to the horrible traffic problems we have in the likes of Belfast and Derry and other towns and cities across the province. You know, if schools started at a different time from offices and factories, then the traffic would flow much better.
Yeah, and it's going to cause absolute chaos. I mean, there are so many industries where you need regular working hours. Think about shops, think about call centres, think about schools. If everything is on a different schedule, I mean...
Well, Emma, have you not realised we're now in a 24/7/365 working environment?
Of course, but I mean teachers and things...
So if you have that, then you can have greater flexibility.
It doesn't work for every industry, is what I'm saying. It doesn't work for school schedules. It doesn't work for timetables and buses and railway workers and shift workers. Everybody has to stick to a fixed schedule.
No, they don't, because
this is not practical.
There's no reason why, for instance, a transport company couldn't have a number of workers starting at 6 in the morning, another number starting at 8 in the morning, another number starting at 10 in the morning.
Yeah, because people can't be bothered. Because people can't get up out of bed for 9 o'clock.
This is the point, though. It's about discipline. It's about starting quite early on and teaching children that when you're asked to turn up for something, you turn up. We know that teenagers, you know, they do need a huge amount of sleep.
But why should
left to their own devices, they would lie in
and Ireland start work at 9 o'clock? There's no logical reason.
It's about having. I mean, you know, if I ring, say, my doctor's surgery, I'm hoping that a receptionist is going to be there, and I'm thinking it'll be, you know, 9 to 5. Those are the working hours that we rely on.
Well, in fact, you'll find most doctor's surgeries don't operate 9 to 5. They operate usually a minimum of maybe 8 to 6 or 8 to 8. So there is flexibility. It's how you manage the workforce, and this is done properly and done in cooperation between the workers and the employers, then everybody's a winner.
Does there not need to be some type of, you know, benchmark parameters, Bumper, around which we all operate?
Yes, well, there
you know,
is.
Things I open mean, at you, 9 o'clock and yeah. we get to work for 9 o'clock and
well,
therefore
many
coming home at similar times so we can be with our family at night and so
many
goes on.
Places operate flexible working hours. And within that, you can start between, say, 8 and 10, finish between 4 and 6.
Really?
But they then have core hours where you must be in, and everybody must be in between, say, 10 and 4. But you work flexible either end of that. And I accept that it's horses for courses, and not every workplace will be able to have such a flexible solution. But where we can have it, it's for the betterment of both the workers and the employer, because mm-hmm. they get a happier workforce, and a happier workforce is more productive.
To be fair to him, Emma, when he asks that pretty simplistic but effective question, why does it have to be 9 o'clock? There's no logic to why it has to be 9 o'clock.
No, and look, there is always flexibility. And, you know, for many freelancers and, you know, I know many companies that offer flexible working or compressed hours where people can work through their lunch break and then leave earlier or whatever, or working hours for mothers and things like that. But I'm talking about a principle. It's a slippery slope when you start saying, do you know what? I'm not that great in the morning. I need to lie in until midday. And, you know, it's often suggested that children, for example, I mean, the man, the scientist suggesting this, said that he was damaged by getting up every morning at 6 in the morning to get the bus into work and into school in California. You know, you do need the principle that you get up, you get yourself out of bed, you shower and you go to school or you go to the office. We need those. We need those kind of principles.
But if you're in a flexible working environment, and increasingly with the uses of technology, etc., in fact, even don't have to go into work. Many people can work from home. The critical thing is that you do the number of hours that you're required to do in the week, and you do it at a much better output level by having that flexibility.
If I was an employer and I was trying to get a team, a departmental meeting together, and then half my workforce weren't in the morning because they preferred to lie in and go in later, I just think you're leading into a situation of chaos. And especially,
well, you see, I think your problem, Emma,
especially with schools and colleges.
You said this at the outset about discipline. I think that's your problem, that you're a straitjacketed disciplinarian and you don't know anything about flexibility.
I do. I'm freelance. I'm very, very flexible, but I'm just talking about a principle.
Also, it's okay for Emma to have the flexibility.
Ah, Pupper, wind your neck and leave Emma alone this morning.
I'm often in at midnight, as Stephen will tell you.
That's right. Emma does a paper review with me.
I'm sure, Stephen, you'd love to be able to do the programme from bed, or perhaps you have done it from bed.
Well, I've often said that I will know that I've really made it in the BBC if they let me put a microphone above the bed, just hang it above the bed, and I wake up in the mornings, and the microphone's there, and I say, good morning, everyone, from bed.
And you could have that wee dog you were talking about yesterday in the bed with you?
No. Vinny does that. I don't do that. No. These people...
Dogs do not belong in bedrooms.
Exactly. We once did a programme about this with these people that allow their dog to get into bed with them.
Good Lord. It's disgusting. You know, the amount of hair the dogs shed. And the minute they see soft furnishings, they go for a pee. It's not a good idea to have your dog in your bedroom or in your bed.
Anyway. I don't think it's a good idea for Stephen to have a dog, full stop.
Thank you, Bumper. Enjoy Bumper World today. Thank you, Emma.